more badass liberal talk. Fart Cop Radio.
This is old Bart back with you, Thursday morning. And I just found out yesterday that we're not going to pick a president on November 2nd. We're going to pick a president on March the 2nd. I had no idea. Usually these things roll around into June and July, and there's just so much information, I can't keep up with it all. Wish I had a staff. But we need to resolve this whole Dean and Clark thing in the next 6 weeks. We don't have a choice. First of all, if you saw the morning papers, they say Dean, Kerry, Gebhardt, and somebody are tied four ways in Iowa. They all got 20, 21, or 22%. In a little sidebar here, not trying to piss off the people of Iowa, but it seems, from my point of view, that they're very arrogant to not consider Clark. If he doesn't go to Iowa and shake the donut shop owner's hand, the donut shop owner is not going to vote for the man. It just seems so crazy. All around the country, Clark is doing real good. Some places second to Dean, some places they're tied. I saw in this morning's paper. But Iowa won't even give him a look because he doesn't have time to go to Iowa because he got a late start. Seems illogical, but hey, it's politics. Front page of the paper, USA Today, today, Thursday, Dean urges a different direction from Clinton. This is a problem, I think. Dean says he doesn't like where Clinton took the Democratic Party. Well, Clinton took the Democratic Party to the White House twice, and it seems illogical for Dean to reject that. A couple of quotes. Bill Clinton was a master politician, but that was a different time, he said. Well, true. And since then, the need to go center has increased, I think, instead of decreased. Republican leaders have become more conservative, Dean says, and Clinton's philosophy of governing from the middle is no longer the right thing to do. But the middle is where the voters are. I don't understand why I'm seeing that, and Dean and his people are not seeing that. How can you run from the center? If you have the left tied up, and the center and the right goes to the other guy, that's how you lose them 49 states. This is scaring me. I wish someone that's a strong Dean supporter would explain that to me. I've asked several times on the page, and maybe you've written, and I haven't seen it in the pile. Here's a Clark quote. I have no idea why Democrats would move away from Clinton's approach to the economy and other issues, said Wesley Clark. They work. And I think I have to agree with that. Oh, there's a, somewhere here, there's a Kucinich quote. Dennis Kucinich, I reject where the Democratic Party has gone during the Clinton years, he says. And here's another thing that pisses me off. Clinton's embrace by Democrats is ambiguous. This guy Brinkley, he's some kind of historian. It's certainly not like Reagan and the Republican Party. Well, yeah, that's real true. And the reason is the Democrats aren't like the Republicans. The Republicans stood with their president when he committed very, very serious crimes or allowed them to be committed. They stood with him till the end. They fought with their president, even though they knew he was probably guilty of some very, very serious crimes. And what did the Democrats do? The Democrats and Lee Hamilton said, oh, it would be bad for the country if we impeached Reagan. We can't do that. That wouldn't be right. That wouldn't be fair. That's not playing fair. It wouldn't be good for the country to impeach a president. So we're just going to let it go. And then what did the sons of bitches do the very first chance they got? The minute Bill Clinton started gaining steam, they went after him. And then the minute he got in the White House, they planned his impeachment. Whatever it took, they were going to impeach Clinton no matter what. This is how we got paid back for playing nice guys. In politics, nice guys finish last. The idea that we didn't impeach the very, very crooked, killing president, and they went after Clinton for a blowjob is horrendous. And as a result, Reagan's got this 20-year, 30-year, 50-year, 100-year legacy of being the greatest president ever when he was a doddering old fool who couldn't remember the names of the members of his own cabinet while he was in office, and the best president we ever had, who the Republicans piled on pretend scandal after pretend scandal over and over again until they just impeached him for being a scandalous guy. He's going to go down. They're already saying the Democrats, they have to keep their distance from Clinton because he was so evil. Well, you see what laying down and bending over does? What is wrong with the Democrats? I don't get it. What the hell are we doing? Refusing to fight. So, between now and March 2nd, we're going to have to decide if we're going to go with Dean or we're going to go with Clark or somebody else. But again, third time I'm saying this. I had no idea the next 4 years is going to be decided in the next 6 weeks. That is scary. That's as fast as time goes. By the time I finish this sentence, the 6 weeks are going to be up. And I'll be able to tell you with very good certainty on March the 3rd who our next president's going to be. I'm a gambler. Well, I don't want to get into that because I don't want to make money being right about Bush winning. That's a bad gamble. I'm not going to take it. And why doesn't Dean, I'm not trying to pick on him, but why doesn't Dean understand that you campaign in the center, and then once you get in the White House, you can get governed however you want, like this idiot usurper boy that's in there now. He ran as a centrist, and then when he got in office, he went crazy. Dean's wanting to go crazy up front. Now, someone explain that to me. Why would you want to scare all these voters and say, we need to get back to the, and I know it's not fair, but the McGovern days, the Dukakis days, the Mondale days? Why do you want to tell somebody up front that's where you're going? If you can do an intervention on somebody, you don't tell them, hey, week from Friday, we're all going to meet and we're going to surprise you. You don't do that. I wish the Dean people would at least lie. Bart's Law number one, don't ever tell the truth in politics. But to announce up front that you want to lurch us to the left when Osama is lurking just sounds like a bad idea to me. So, got a lot to get to, got a lot of phone calls. I hadn't had any phone calls in so long because I hadn't had any way to record them. They've been sitting there. It's 44 calls on the BART phone. You know, the best phone calls are the short, and I know you think 2 minutes is very short, but, you know, a soundbite on TV lasts, you know, 10, 15 seconds. That is the best way to do the radio calls. But, hey, I appreciate everyone who has called in, but I'm just saying tips to getting on the air or being short and funny or coming up with a point that no one else has made. Let's get to some phone calls, and please, somebody explain the Dean thing to me. Why won't he campaign in the center, and then once he's elected president, then he can lurch any way he wants? When you lurch up front, sounds like trouble. Isn't it a whole lot like seducing a woman? You walk up to a woman in a store and say, boy, I'd like to have sex with you in about 2 hours. Well, see, you're probably not going to get anywhere. You might, but you're probably not. But if you walk up to a woman and say, boy, your eyes are so beautiful, could I buy you a cup of coffee? Now, you might be somewhere in 2 hours, but if you tell her up front what your plan is, it might not work. I know another great analogy from the great analogizer. But yeah, you Dean people, get back with me on that. Now let's get some phone calls.
Two major newspapers in Europe, La Figueroa and Journal de Manche in France, both reported this weekend that an investigator judge in France in investigations in Nigeria uncovered $100 to $125 million kickback to Halliburton and questioned whether that money went to Cheney or to the Republican Party. No U.S. media is reporting this. Thank you.
Well, yes, that's how the BFEE makes their money, or one of the many, many ways. But see, Cheney was making all those hundreds of millions of dollars, but that wasn't good enough. He wanted more. He knew if he had control of the government and the government spending and the war machine, that he could make hundreds of billions instead of hundreds of millions. Why piker around with millions when you can have billions? So this idiot country almost voted them into office, and now that we're in office, it's going to be nonstop war and recession until they bleed everybody dry. It's been a couple of weeks, but there was a excellent, excellent article that I printed on the page about how Bush and Cheney are bleeding the Americans dry, the entire American system dry, the way the Sopranos did the Terminator 2 guy on their show. He got into gambling debt with them, and he owed them like $8,000-$10,000, so they took over his store, and they ordered everything possible that they could on this guy's credit line. And before he had a chance, you know, it takes whatever 60 or 90 days for your credit to go bad. So they spent that 90 days ordering everything in the world that had anything to do with his sporting goods. And when it ended up, so massive, you know, truckloads, giant truckloads of stuff came in. And when they got it, they sold it on the street. And then when it was all over with, they just said thanks, goodbye. And they left him holding the bankruptcy bag. And they just scooted off with a lot more money than he originally owed him. That's what Bush and Cheney are doing. They're going to take all the billions or the trillions, and once they have it all, once they've bled us dry and we're on the verge of bankruptcy or in bankruptcy, Then they're going to say, fine, let Dean take over. And they're going to sit there with their hundreds of billions of dollars and sip lemonade in Crawford, Texas, the sons of bitches. Okay, next up is my good friend Barry Crimmins. Barry breaks the two-minute rule, but his stuff is so good, he can just go as long as he wants. And like I always say about Barry, his only problem is he has no passion. Check this out.
Bart, Barry Crimmins here. Happy New Year to you and to everyone out there in the land of the good old orange, white, and blue. And especially warm wishes go out to all the revelers who as extras played starring roles in last night's Times Square celebration in New York City. In the waning seconds of 2003, you folks passed through more safety checkpoints than a high-end Volvo, only to be scanned and screened again and again by electronic probe. To be an American, please squat over the device. Just so you could put on some wacky glasses that utilize the double zero that is at the heart of any court-appointed Bush administration year. Yes, here's all the hardy New Yorkers who, at the direction of automatic weapon-wielding cops, were forced into sardonically brutal crush of alcohol and drug-free people at a celebration where the only buzz came from a gigantic sound system that blared music with messages so diverse and innovative that it was hard to tell if the songs had been written by Toby Keith or Lee Greenwood. I'm proud to be an American. Please squat over the device. Yes, the only high that was welcome in Times Square last night was of the steroidal variety, because let's face it, the NYPD has a bigger muscle juice problem than the National Football League, Vince McMahon's Pro Wrestling Confederation, and Barry Bonds' press agent combined. If you don't want to submit to further security, I'll just have to get down off this horse and forcibly make you comply with a patriotic catchphrase that will sweep the nation in 2004. I'm proud to be an American. Please squat over the device. Ah, yes, it was an unforgettable night in New York. The city so nice, they named it twice, before strip-searching everyone four times. I'm proud to be an American. Please squat over the device. Part 2. I watched the proceedings on Dick Clark's rockin' New Year's Eve because in a country where a court-appointed president can be considered a symbol of democracy, why can't the cryogenically extended Clark be synonymous with rock and roll, especially now that he has added Fatherland Security Chief Tom Rigid, a.k.a. Clutch Cargo, as his permanent co-host. Rigid was great last night as he provided color-coded commentary on how the terrorists would never win so long as we remained proud to be Americans. Please squat over the device. And who among us didn't feel at least a symbolic kick in the ball as the orb descended in the waning seconds of 2003, flashing every color in Rigid's authoritarian rainbow before finally hitting bottom and igniting the words that inspire all truly patriotic Americans? Happy New Year, 2004. We're proud to be Americans. Please squat over the device. Who among us didn't stifle a tear of nostalgia as that most important annual message of all illuminated the midnight Times Square gathering? It said only two words, Discover Card. But they are two words so powerful that they sober millions of Americans each January. Discover Card. And although they may read as Visa or MasterCard to many among us, those two modest words, Discover Card, reminded us that even though Christmas is for kids, the rest of the year belongs to loan sharks. Discover Card, the domestic answer to the IMF. The letters of the sign were formed in plastic and ignited by an energy industry for which we have sent our children to assault the sovereign state under false pretenses, making the year we just departed sure to join other needless warriors in the litany of questionable American military incursions. Ah, yes. Happy 2004. We're proud to be Americans. Please squat over the device. Yes, discover another year of inordinate debt exponentially compounded by holiday spending sprees through which we attempt to patch the ever-expanding void in our national soul by filling it with material goods manufactured by laborers who work unpaid overtime in foreign sweatshops straight through Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and New Year's, not to mention Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, May Day, and especially Flag Day, when the demand for totemic salutes to our American freedom, a commodity so precious to us that we will soon build a 1776 Hokie foot tower in its memory at the site of the World Trade Center, peaks, where the court-appointed Bush administration made sure its first act in response to the terrorist inferno of 9/11 was to feed it with every copy of the Bill of Rights it could lay its hands upon. Happy 2004. We're proud to be Americans. Please squat over the device. It is your duty, as Americans, to have a happy new year until you were advised otherwise by the court-appointed Bush administration, because they remind us that repression is the better part of valor. So come on, America, let's welcome the infant 2004 by rising together and saying in one voice, we're proud to be Americans. Please squat over the device. Don't you feel better already? Come on, one more time, all together, as a nation, we're proud to be Americans. Please squat over the device. And Happy New Year. Continue to support BartCop.com, BartCop Radio. And come see me at BarryCrimmins.com. And thanks for everything. A Happy New Year. And remember, we're proud to be Americans. Please squat over the device.
I wonder if you might do me this one favor and go to BarryCrimmins.com, BarryCrimmins.com, and tell Barry that you heard his rant on BarCop Radio and you thought it was pretty good. I mean, don't lie if you didn't like it. Don't send him the bad email, but if you would, just let him know that you heard his rant, and if you liked it, tell him so.
Yeah, you missed it. Evil GOP bastards. They have an article, a little brief snippet about Bill Bennett and a Dominatrix in Vegas. They even link to the Dominatrix website, Mistress Lee. I've seen you run the Evil GOP Bastards web link, but, you know, check it out. It's worth it. Have a good day. Bye.
What, it sure sounds like a story I'd like to read, but I just can't keep up. There's just too much coming in. It's a waterfall. My bucket is very small. But, yes, everybody go to GOPEvilBastards.com. I think that's it. I'm sorry. And check out the Bill Bennett dominatrix story. I bet it's killer.
Hey, Bart. Gordon Guano here. Man, sorry to hear about your computer problems, but this has really sparked some of the best writing I've seen from you in years. So it's kind of a two-edged sword. Maybe I'm just glad that this shit doesn't happen to me, but I'm kind of liking Bart's Law number 6, too. So anyways, this has been a creative gold mine. I just hope it gets fixed up soon. Hang in there.
Gordon, thanks for that. That story, I didn't get a chance to read it as a story. I was just too busy pounding out an explanation of why these people paying for BartCop Radio aren't getting any. It would have been a much, much, much better story had I had a microphone that worked at the time, because there was just so much to tell. The story was just, it would probably take 15 minutes to tell, but I speak fast. It would probably be worth 3 or 4 entire issues if I explained everything that happened, but the idiot computer, the DVD wouldn't write a CD. And so every time I told it, well, yeah, print, go, make a CD so I can put it in the other computer, it asked me what I wanted to call my movie. I'm going, go to hell, it ain't a movie, it's a sound file. Don't change it, don't fix it, quit, help me out, just give me what I wanted. But no, when you upgrade from a CD writer to a DVD writer, they take away your ability to write a CD. The sons of bitches. Thank you for the compliment. I hope I don't ever... I'll tell you, I was in rough shape there for a couple of weeks. It was just... Seriously, it felt like a mental illness, because every time I turned something on, it would break. Every direction I looked was nothing but a rainfalls of downfalls of shit. It just had to stop at some point, and luckily I ran into that smart little guy that knows everything, fixed everything. I'm back in shape. You know, we're going to Vegas next week. And I may be the only guy in America that goes to Vegas to slow down and relax. I just can't imagine what it's going to be like to not have, and I'm not asking for sympathy, it's just, if I had a staff of 12, we'd be busy. And since there are people helping me from far away, but yeah, I need a dozen people inside BartCop Manor to make things work. And it's just, keeping up is a Lynn Cheney.
Hey, Bar, this is Keith in Tampa. Your stories about your computer, every time I read it, I think of the Zappa song, Fresh Flakes. And he says, they can't fix your brakes. You ask them, where's my modem? Well, it was eaten by snakes. You can stab and shoot and spit, but they won't be fixing it. That just suits you to a T with this computer problem you're having.
Hi, Bart. This is Betsy from Norwalk, Connecticut. But this time, I'm really mad, and I'm telling you, I'm not going to read your website anymore, at least until after the primaries are over, because I just think it's well, I just think you're so smart, but you're a dope when it comes to Wesley Clark. And you, I don't know. I feel as if you haven't read anything about him. You're not acknowledging the fact that he's a Republican. He worked for the Club for Growth, which is doing those hideous ads. He was on their board, I don't know, up until like 2000. And he's just like them. And either, you know, big deal. So what? He's a general. That means he's a Republican. And he's into death. So what's the difference? I don't see any. And it really pisses me off to read how you think that he's so much better than Dean, and he doesn't really, he never stands up to Bush, not like Dean does. And we are beating our brains out for Dean here in Connecticut. So I don't care about your radio, I don't care about any of it. I'm going to find other websites that don't like fucking Wesley Clark. Blech.
Well, Betsy, it's sad that you're not going to hear this. And the first thing I'd like to do is commend you on your passion for politics. If everybody thought like you and I, we'd have a different country because people would be motivated to get off their butts and do something besides say, oh, they're all crooks and just turning off the news. Somehow, there has to be a way for me to get the point across to not only you, because I know there are a lot of people who are angry. I can either say what my opinion is or I can lie. It's my opinion that the next president is going to be Clark or Bush. I'm sorry that is my opinion. This is a little bit like, you know, I like Chevy, you like Ford. We don't have to hate each other because of that. We have different opinions. I think it's going to take a general to beat Bush. He has the media on his side. And they're going to find every little sentence that whoever Bush's opponent is, they're going to beat him up. But they can't beat up Clark too much on the military thing, which I think is going to carry the election. If our choices are President Clark or President Bush, I would like to think me and you are on the same team. It's just that you see our choices as President Dean or President Bush, and I understand that. We just are looking at it from different perspectives, and I'm putting more weight on the military issue. You said it's about the military, you know, those are men into death. Well, I'm a gun owner. I guess I'm into death too. But if somebody puts their foot on my property with bad intent, they're going. And not everyone in the military is a bloodthirsty son of a bitch like our president is. In some ways, you might even look at Clark as a David Brock. Clark, yes, has been a Republican. Possibly recently. He has been a Republican recently enough that he had good things to say about Bush and Bush's team in Bush's administration. But it appears that when he saw Bush go crazy, when he saw him abandon the hunt for bin Laden and decide to go after some oil instead, at that point he said, hey, someone needs to stand up and say, this bullshit stops now. And it's my opinion that Clark's the only man in the United States that can shut Bush down in November. I wish this wasn't costing me contributions. I wish it wasn't costing me subscribers. I wish it wasn't costing me readers. But it would be so easy to lie. I could get on the Dean bandwagon and say, oh yeah, Dean's the man, Dean's the guy, he's the man, he's the man. But that's what I'm hearing from the Dean people. Why should we vote for Dean? Because he's the man. I don't understand. And as previously discussed, this, I don't mind a giant lurch to the left. But you don't do that in the primaries. You do that after you're elected. I'm probably older than Dean. I don't know. Maybe he's more than 50, but even when I wasn't doing the page, I've always been decently halfway into politics, and I just remember the last 6 or 7 races, and I know how the races go, and I don't want Bush to win. That's got to be the priority. I understand your priority is electing Dean, but I think it's a long shot. And it's tough to do. Sure, it's possible, but it's tough to do. If you can, I don't know, like I say, I don't guess you're going to hear this, and you said you're going to quit reading the page till after the primaries. Well, remember now, that's 6 weeks away. This is right around the corner. This is not a year of politics. This is 6 weeks of politics. And whoever the Democratic nominee is, I'm going to be behind him 100%, obviously. But we just have a difference of opinion I think the military and the fear are going to carry this election with a little gay marriage on the side, little garnish of gay marriage. If you think health care or, you know, education, if you think those issues are going to be number one, I can understand your support for Dean. But I think it's all going to be about fear. If Bush has to order his own people to go blow up the Lincoln Tunnel, you know they're going to do it. It's going to happen. They're not going to give up power no matter what. So hang in there for six more weeks. Let's hope you're right. Let's hope Dean's the man. Let's hope Dean can beat Bush. I just think it's going to take a military man to do it.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at BartCop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. It's not a fuck. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist capitalist scum fucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little film screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar, roll the film. And it's a shot of a Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before. That looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll. And then the film, the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
Well, that was show 24 of Bart Cop Radio. I hope you liked it. The next time you hear from us, we'll be doing a show live from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I think you're going to like those, too. We got some special things hooked up for the next show. Can't hardly beat it. Going to Vegas, flying there for free, going to play some poker with my good friends. Can't beat that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for clicking on BartCop.com. And look for show 25 to be better. And by the time we get to show 50, we will be smoking.